This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Alrighty then, welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes. That means it's Wednesday.
Good morning, Al.
It's not Prince Spaghetti Day, it's Ross Tucker Day.
What's Prince Spaghetti Day?
Wednesday's Spaghetti Day in a lot of cities. It's Spaghetti Day.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know why, but Italian families was spaghetti.
I tried to make pasta last night for dinner, and my brother told me he had gotten me the sauce that I like. I like Rao's. It's the only jar of sauce that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it, boiled the water, and then he goes, "Oh yeah, I ate it for lunch."
Oh, nice.
It was very helpful. I was slightly displeased.
Yes, go out, send somebody out to the market to go get it.
Yeah.
Go get it. So we had lots of stuff. Wasn't here yesterday. The Phillies have made huge, huge noise.
Trey Turner, your thoughts?
Oh, man, it's great. It's just great. It's like they got the big kahuna. They won the fishing tournament.
Assistant GM Bryce Harper strikes again.
He's the most, I don't know, man. He might be the most important free agent signing we've ever had. I mean, there are people that will go back to the day with Pete Rose back in the mm-hmm. day. But I don't know that Rose brought people here. Like, that was a team that was already kind of there.
Kind of together, yes.
Yeah, it was like the last piece, so to speak, way, way back. But this might be it. He's already made an impression just winning on the field and now going to the playoffs and now turning it back into a baseball gem. It's like now this is baseball heaven. It's mostly, I think,
it's amazing what that month did.
It was huge.
Because, Al, the Phillies, we'll kind of hear from Dave Dombrowski because they can't officially talk about it because he hasn't passed a physical. But General Manager Sam Fold said every free agent they spoke to reference the atmosphere at Citizens Bank
Park.
Yeah,
and that was enormous. That's why when I was upset. I didn't think people wanted him to get in. I'm like,
you always have to get in.
I mean, it just changed everything. I was just saying, this has now become in football and in baseball, it's where people want to go. And this was the old story was always, no, I'm going to Philly because the criticism is so harsh and this, that, and the other thing. And now you look and you've got a football team with like Kelsey and Brown's here and loves being here and everybody that comes in.
You've got guys who sign, Sue and Linville Joseph.
You get a chance to win. Mm-hmm. B, you've got a fan base that's activated. And even with the Phillies, now this is curious to me because it flipped. If you came here in the regular season,
you didn't think it was anything.
And you had a chance between San Diego and here, it's like, you know what? There's nothing worse than this place when it's empty. Like this, when I talk to players coming in now, they're upset that the Flyers aren't sold out
because
all the time.
Used to be crazy.
It used to be crazy. They love coming into a place like that. It's what makes you a place people want to go to.
I've never forgotten the first game that JR played here, and it was a preseason game. And he was stunned that there were 18,000 people there.
Yeah, because they're coming from a place maybe not. So it really is important that happened. And I'm curious. I'm going to hear from some Phillies fans that people that have bought back, literally, not just figured, bought back in.
Well, had to buy back in to get in the building for the playoffs.
Yeah, but now did you do it again? Did you buy the Sunday package? Did you get the Christmas gift? Did you how red did you turn?
I wanted them to go for a road. You know, I wanted them to
pitcher.
Go for a big time pitcher. Taijuan Walker is pretty good.
Yeah,
he's very good in the first half of the last two. And you took him from the Mets. Like, the best thing I saw from a Mets fan was there were questions about his durability because I believe he's had two Tommy Johns.
Yeah.
But he didn't, you know, pitch through two seasons. All-star in 2021. His drop-off is in the second half.
Yeah.
12-5 last year.
You got to look at the entire staff, what they have.
And he's
you have
your
to
fourth
look,
guy,
you
right?
Look at the hat, yeah. I mean, you look at the fact they can just hit. And now, you know, you look at, you know, do you want to, now Hoskins isn't that big of a liability.
Would you still keep him?
Yeah.
There was,
I keep him now.
We had Ben Davis on, and he said he would move him, bring Segura back, put Segura at third, and Bohm at first.
Bohm's doing all right at third right now.
Shockingly.
Well, yeah, but he's young enough, he can.
He learned.
He learned a little bit. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Hoskins, to me, has got some, there's those weeks that he carries you. So, I mean, but this allows you to have that a little bit more. It's always a great move, but I'm just, I love the fact that now you're the destination vacation. You're the place people want to come. You want to play football here. You want to play baseball here. The only guy I ever wanted out, I guess, is Simmons.
By the way, there's an update on Simmons, Al.
Is he good now to play?
So, he's out a couple with the knee thing. He goes, we're going to look at my workload differently from now on. He may come back on Friday night. Maybe not playing back-to-backs.
God.
It never ends with him.
No, it never
ends. The gift that keeps giving.
Well, I mean, because he wants to be a star.
Without putting the work in.
That gets treated like a star. So back-to-backs would be like, I'm too valuable.
Yeah, and you're not.
No, you're not.
No, not on that team. So, Dave Dombrowski, we're waiting for him to officially speak.
Yeah, he can't officially speak.
He can't officially speak, but he was on with John Morosi from MLB Network, and here were his comments.
Dave, often this time of year we do speak in hypotheticals. If you were to add an all-star shortstop, how excited would you be?
I'd be very happy if that ended up happening. So, as you know, that's been our number one priority this winter time, is trying to add a quality shortstop in the middle of our lineup. We've only really lost one positional player, so that's really been our biggest need, because we know we can shift Bryson Stott over to second base. Four really good shortstops out there, and so that's been our goal, and if we could do that, we'd be extremely happy.
If.
It's
ridiculous.
Silly, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. Speaking in hypotheticals, yes. I don't see the point of it.
No.
But it makes for some humor.
It does.
Makes for some comedy. I mean,
Would you be happy with an all-star shortstop?
Oh, yeah. Would you be happy? Speaking hypothetically, it's like when they go into the lawyer and speaking hypothetically, if you did rob this bank.
Yes. You allegedly robbed the bank.
We can use that thing. So we've got that going on. We also have today, we have the wheel.
The wheel. Lots of good gifts.
So whose birthday is it today?
Today's birthday is T.O.'s birthday. And Larry Bird.
Oh, cool.
Larry Bird. Have T.O., nickname, obviously, Terrell Owens, and Larry Bird, the hick from French Lick.
The hick from French Lick.
Which was great.
Yeah, so we're looking for great nicknames in sports because of T.O. Larry Bird, to me, the biggest legacy that he's the name of the bird in Twitter. It's Larry.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, they named it that little blue bird.
Is Larry?
Is Larry, named after Larry Bird.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm assuming he was the owner of Celtics fan?
I guess he must have been, or he's from Indiana, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the new guy's going to do with that Elon
Can't
guy.
Can't get rid of the bird.
He may get rid of the bird.
No,
I don't know.
I love the bird.
The bird will be driving a Tesla.
Automatically.
Yeah, really. So we'll see what's on. So we're going to put on the wheel if you get the great nicknames in sports. And there's been some good ones. We've got the $50 Visa gift card, a hand and stone massage and facial spa gift card. This is all great because the holidays are coming up and
great
people
gifts.
Pair of tickets to watch New Year's Eve fireworks. Oh, at the Battleship, New Jersey on, of course, New Year's Eve.
Fireworks down there are awesome.
Yeah. Captain Chucky's Crab Cake Company gift certificate. We love crabs.cakes.com is where you go. Pair of 3-day general admission passes to the Tidal Wave Music Festival. Well, lots of people
down there. All these
Brooks
people,
and Dunn,
don't you?
Yeah. So it's going to be good. It's going to be in Atlantic City, and that's August 11th through the 13th. Man, that's a big show. 2022. The Hess flatbed toy truck with hot rods. That's always a great gift. There are people that collect them all the time, and you go online.
Them.
There's some worth a lot of money. Philadelphia 76ers hat. $50 gift certificate, again, to Captain Chucky's. Pair of tickets to the fireworks at Battleship, New Jersey. And a pair of passes. Now, this thing is pretty cool. To the founding Footsteps Holiday Light Trolley Tour. That goes like through the neighborhoods that are all lit up, like 13th Street.
13th Street's amazing. I can walk to Smedley Street.
Yeah.
It's a cul-de-sac, which you don't have many cul-de-sacs in South Philly. It's astonishing what they do there.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
You got that. Betsy Ross House, Penn's Landing, all that. You go to foundingfootsteps.com to get your tickets. So I think there's live music on that trolley and everything. So that's a pretty cool thing. So if you got the nicknames in sports, we're going to looking for that on the wheel. So all that stuff went on it, but still the highlights are the Eagles on what's gone on. And I mentioned this. I've been mentioning this for a couple of weeks. I kept saying this cowboy thing, and you know, people say, "What are you seeing this?" I said, "I'm hearing this. I'm telling you, I'm hearing this." These people, they think the Cowboys
yes.
are going to be the real deal, and now they've turned into more and more the echo. I think part of it is they want them to be. They want them to be, and they want some drama.
Yes,
because when you have a team that's clearly, to me, clearly head and shoulders above, it's the Eagles. But you've got to generate some drama. And this is the drama.
Well, I could see that, Al. We're talking about the ESPN analytics department that ran the Super Bowl odds. And so they put Giants at one. How are the Eagles four?
I don't. it makes no sense. It really makes no sense when you look at it. How do you?
The Eagles did not blow a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter and lose to the Packers, a team that the Eagles handle pretty easily.
Yeah, it's like, what are you looking at? What numbers? There's no way. I don't know how you would spin numbers like this when you have games that are played. I mean, you have games that are played. How do you spin this numbers like that? And that the irony of it is, now this weekend, this becomes a proving point for one side or the other.
So the Eagles are
lose,
at the Giants.
If the Eagles lose, yeah. It's and like,
Did the Cowboys play the Jags?
Cowboys have Houston. I think they're 17-point favorites.
No.
Yes. They were playing Houston. Houston's is just...
Yeah, they are. Yep,
yeah, that's TK was telling me. Houston, 17-point favorites.
Would you bet that?
No. I would... that's 17. I don't know. The Cowboys, to me, can always screw something up. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but I've saw it coming. I'm like, this is really strange. And I can't believe it came from the actual analytics people. I mean, I believed it came from the people that's just watched and never believed in Hurts.
Exactly.
That's who I thought this was coming from.
How many times did they run it?
Yeah,
like once, and they got the result they were looking for?
Yeah, how? I mean, I don't know what numbers you could possibly conjure up to have this happen.
Because I will tell you, the Cowboys do have two cookies back-to-back. So they got the Texans, then they got the Jags. And maybe the Jags, I mean, are a cookie, maybe not. They might give them. But their last three games are the Eagles on Christmas Eve, the Titans, and the Commanders. That's not a cakewalk.
No.
Commanders may be fighting for a playoff spot. The Titans, you got to see if they're trying. Well, we're getting into them.
Jesus. No. No, nothing at all. So we're going to talk. We'll talk a lot about how that happened and what analytics, what projections, I guess I'll use that word, you can have here. I don't understand it. It's very bizarre to me. Very, very bizarre that could happen with the evidence that you're given right now, with Jalen Hurts having an MVP kind of a season. Almost, it's almost now he's become the de facto favorite. I don't know what the numbers are on him right now, but I think he's what he's done now. Now, it's not going to help that these games are 1 o'clock. The game that would clinch it would be the Cowboys game.
Exactly.
That would just clinch everything. Literally, it might clinch everything right there. It might be the game that really ends everything in terms of post awards and all that stuff. And then favorite, it doesn't matter once you get in, you're in. But, I mean, as far as where you're going to put it, where are you going to put him in the hypothetical? I just, the power ranking things are like, it's nice, it's interesting to talk about, but it really, it's your record gets you in and then you get your home field and that's that.
That's the other thing, Al, that didn't make any sense.
Home field.
The Eagles theoretically are in the driver's seat for home field.
Yes.
So the Cowboys would have to win three games on the road, right?
Yeah. One would probably be home. Yeah, probably get one, depending on what happens.
So two on the road, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so how that figures, I don't know. Unless you're figuring that a bye week hurts.
Well, it has the Cowboys in the past.
The only team that, and then I don't know where Minnesota That team.
No clue.
I don't care if they're undefeated.
I don't trust them.
If you ask me, who do you want to play?
Yes.
I want to play them. That's who I want to play. So we're going to get into all that. Take your guesses on the best nicknames in sports. Lots of Philly stuff going on. I actually like to hear some Phils fans that literally have bought into this, got the tickets, and are all cranked up for next year. And if maybe the Christmas gifts that you're getting, your family members, the cool stuff that they now have. A lot of red under the tree this year, so it'll be red and green this year. All right, we're going to get to everybody on the – we got lots of people all lined up already. 7 o'clock, Ross Tucker's going to join us. I believe we have Glenn –
Yes, Glenn's
Glenn
checking.
Mack now, yep. Who – I don't know if you heard the overnight show. They were ripping Glenn.
For what?
For putting out that it would I just realized it was, yesterday was my 29th anniversary at WIP or something. Mm-hmm. And then they went back in his timeline and it said last year, I just realized it was my 28th year. And the year before, I just realized it was my 27th.
So he apparently didn't just
realize.
Well,
apparently it must just be some auto-generated.
Yes.
Like, okay, and I'm trying to think, have I been here? I have no idea.
I was Glenn's producer when he started.
I just realized I still work here. Time 94 WIP is 6:15.